My name is Daniel Ocampo. I'm a project manager from Cegesti. Cegesti is an organization, a nonprofit organization located in Costa Rica. And well, it was founded by maybe 24 years ago by the Ministry of Science and Technology and a program of United Nations. And our main activities are related to all the social and environmental development. In other terms, is sustainable development. So our activities cover all the environmental issues, the social issues, and we split all these activities around Latin America, mainly in Central America and the Caribbean islands.
You have been attending this meeting in FAO on food security and nutrition as related to the forest environment. Does it resonate to you? What have you learned?
Yeah, it is totally relations because, well, we work in the environmental issues. And for Costa Rica, it's very important because in the we have the goal to be carbon neutral in 2021, Costa Rica. We have that goal. And, well, you know, the forests are very related to all our sustainability and green image of our country. And we would like to expand that kind of management of forest to all Central America and the Caribbean. Our target is there are the small farmers and also NGOs. Part of our commitments is the capacity building of people of public sector and private sector. More or less 50 or 60% of our funds are from international cooperation, and they give that funds to focus on projects of sustainable development around Latin America. And other projects are related like more in Costa Rica for companies or enterprises that want to get, for example, a certification in standards, in environmental and social standards, like social responsibility.
Who are the main funders?
The Ministry of Science and Technology and a project of PNUD, that is a United Nations Program for Development. We have international donors such as Netherlands, the Ministry of External Relationships from Netherlands, and also Germany, for example. We have GTC funds. Actually, we have an expert from GTC from Germany that he works with us. Yeah.
How do you contribute to getting more knowledge to the people you want to address those issues? How do you expand the knowledge? What are your tools? Mm-hmm. And what for exactly?
Okay, sure. Well, as I said, one of our commitments are the capacity building, and we have several tools to make that possible. For example, we use webinars. We use webinars maybe two or three months, every 3 months or 2 months. And also we use, for example, a boletín empresarial, that is a bulletin that we write articles related to all the environmental and social topics. And this information is used all around Latin America. And we know that because we can search and know how many people are reading and entering to our webinars, and they give us a feedback of if it's helping or is useful, and they give observations. So we think that's very important. Also, when we cannot use these tools because, for example, farmers, you know, that they live in difficult conditions. We go to the field and improve and develop projects in that field. For example, I have that experience to have these relations with farmers of organic products in Costa Rica. And we did a research related to organic products and green purchasing and sustainable purchasing in Costa Rica to promote that purchasing from the government, from the public sector, and to be improved in Costa Rica.
What are the main issues today that you need to develop, on what you need to develop further knowledge? You mentioned certification, but today also on the agenda we have social protection. Yeah. Does it resonate to you again?
Yeah, well, actually, social protection is one of our big commitments because, well, we have an area in Sejesti. I'm from the area or the department of environment and development. But we have also the responsible business area that they work very related with social responsibility. And, well, we develop, for example, due diligence all around Latin America. And those due diligence include standards like EFC, that is the International Financial Corporation Standard from the World Bank. And that standard includes all environmental aspects and also social aspects very related to health and safety in the communities, all the use of things from forest that is very related to what we are doing here in the conference. Also, all the relationship in a good way for the employer and the employee, that they has good relations. So we promote that with that kind of certifications and standards.
Do you have some examples in a few countries, one or two?
Yeah. Well, for example, I have the expertise in Nicaragua and Mexico in two companies, one of rice and the other one of sugar cane. And those companies, we evaluate, we give an assessment, and we evaluate all the aspects where they have opportunities to improve, and we gave advices, and they demonstrate improvements and positive impact in the quality of life. For example, the houses where they are living, the employees, you know, the rural producers, they give better quality conditions. Also, the gender equity and other things related to work, decent work. So we demonstrate with these projects that we can have an important and significant impact in that sense.
And this was an interview with Daniel Ocampo of Sejesti, based in Costa Rica.